to the promised land cannot be traveled except you go through the Red Sea. And the quickest way to the Red Sea is through Philistine country. When they map out what is the trajectory of their geographical pilgrimage, God steps into the planning and he says, no way. I will not allow you to go through Philistine country. I recognize that the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. But if you go the short route, that means you must travel through the route of the Philistines. The Philistines are your enemy. And if you travel through enemy territory, you might get engaged in battle. So don't take the shortcut. Don't take the short route. But just follow me as I lead you around through the desert of sin. And it may be a longer route, but when you follow me, the long way is always the best way. Now, some of you haven't said amen yet. Some of you are sitting there tonight as if you are a bump on a log, but I've come here to shake you up tonight and to remind you that maybe God has not answered your prayer. Maybe God has not solved your problem because you are always trying to take the shortcut. And the blessing, I'm going to preach in a few minutes. The blessing is never in the shortcut. Gambling is a shortcut. It only produces an enemy. Don't you run out here looking for a pick three. You already got three. God the Father. God the Son. God the Holy Ghost. Sexual promiscuity is a shortcut. It produces sexually transmitted diseases, HIV, and may lead to AIDS. Not being able to forgive somebody is a shortcut. It produces bitterness. Don't take the shortcut. There is no power in the shortcut. And I've come by the park tonight to remind somebody that God hates shortcuts. I didn't say dislike shortcuts. He hates shortcuts. And the text tells me why. You got about 20 minutes? I said, do you have about 20 minutes? Well, whether you got it or not, I'm going to take 20 minutes to tell you why God does not like shortcuts. First of all, the text tells me that God hates shortcuts because shortcuts will always produce an enemy. The text says that if you go through the Philistine country, on your way to the Red Sea, or more appropriately, the Sea of Reeds, you will encounter the enemy. And the enemy will perhaps create a skirmish. And a skirmish will lead to a war. And you are not prepared to fight a war. You have been 400 years in slavery. You don't know anything about military assignment. You don't know anything about building an army. And if you get in a war with no military experience, the shortcut will produce in you something called fear. And fear will make you stop in your journey towards emancipation and go back to that which I have just delivered you from. You missed it. Some of us don't have spiritual power tonight because we have gotten fearful on the journey and have gone back to that which God has been trying to liberate us from. Once God gives you liberation, you can't go back to bondage. I don't care how fine he is, don't go back to him. I don't care how good looking she might be, don't go back to him or her. If the relationship has been destructive and God delivers you from the relationship, you need to be put in a mental institution if you're going back to what God has been trying to deliver you from. Oh, I see you want me to be real. When that booty call comes in the midnight hour, you better learn to stand on the fact that if God got me out of it, come on, we're going to have some church in here tonight. I said, if God got you out of it, God can keep you out of it. whom the Son sets free is free indeed. You don't have to go back to that negative way of thinking. You don't have to go back to that low self-worth. You don't have to go back to that guilt feeling. You don't have to go back to frustration and exasperation. When God sets you free, you are free indeed. Sit down, sit down, sit down. Shortcuts always produce an enemy. Now, we are living undeniably, indisputably, in economic trying times. Nothing like this has been seen for 79 years.